Friday, heading to the weekend. I'm Chad Holmes, currently in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Mostly cloudy skies, temperature of 58 degrees. Glad you could join me, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes at 2:15, we'll have our weekly visit with Paul Miglick, talk about Wisconsin sports. Still waiting for a new Milwaukee Bucks head coach. Milwaukee Brewers up and down. But in first place, but in a very bad division. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more as well as we continue at 2:15 with Paul Miglick. Also coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about a new story that came out on WausauPilotAndReview.com today. A little bit more in terms of the issues going on at Wausau East with their band instructor. It appears that maybe the Wausau East band teacher has resigned. Maybe, maybe not. But we're not getting any information from the Wausau School District. So we're going to discuss that coming up at the start of hour number two. Also, don't forget that later on today when I get done here, I'm going to make the short little trek over to Wausau West High School. Have the Wausau West High School baseball team in action taking on Chippewa Falls. Chippewa Falls at Wausau West as we get to the final days of the regular season. The game will be broadcast live online, bowfallsradio.com. Sports Stream 2 starting at 4:20 for the pregame and 4:30 for the first pitch. And then you can also hear the game on a tape delay basis tonight at 7 o'clock here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Are you ready for the weekend? I am ready for the weekend. I am more than ready for the weekend. This morning I came in here. Came into the studio, and the monitor that I'm sitting in front of a microphone right now, and I'm looking at a monitor. I need this monitor in order to be on the air. Well, the monitor blew out. There was some sort of power issue in this studio last night, and I reset the power thing because I'm a very intelligent person. I call it the power thing, and the monitor would not come back on, and that's a problem. That's a major problem. So what I had to do is I went out and I bought a new monitor. And I brought it back in and I had some little difficulties. And it turns out I bought a monitor that was a little too big for the size, for the area that I keep it in. So I was able to make an adjustment. I got it in front of me, but it is not in the right resolution. And it is also just right in my face, so bright, I already are starting to seep a major headache looking at it. That's why good help is really important. I needed some good help today, and I didn't have any good help because it's just me. But I got to say that after I'm looking at the clock, what now, 2:10, in an hour and 50 minutes, my head will be exploding by looking at this huge monitor right in front of my face about 2.5 feet. So I am ready for the weekend. Make sure as well you tune in on the weekend. Got some homegrown radio, Wisconsin-based radio, both on Saturday and Sunday. It starts off with the Clay Fish Show, the outdoor show. And then we have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens at 12 noon. We have our outdoor show at 11 o'clock, then Charlie Behrens at 12 noon. And then Earl Ingram and the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. At 1 o'clock. So either Saturday or Sunday. So if you miss it Saturday, you can tune in Sunday. If you can't be with us on Sunday, make sure you tune in on Saturday for the Homegrown Radio tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And again, a quick note as well. I'll have more on this later. Coming up for the next 2 weeks, we will continue to be right here from 2 until 4 p.m. for this program. But after that, starting on Monday, the 5th of June, this show is moving to the mornings. I will be on from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Each and every weekday morning, starting on Monday, June the 5th. So I'll be talking about this later in the program and throughout the next couple of weeks. But make sure that you mark that calendar for some programming changes starting on June the 5th. And I'll tell you about some of the other changes coming up a little bit later on in the program. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention. What was that? What was I going to mention as well? Actually, make sure as well you tune in Tuesday because we got really a highlight film show on Tuesday. In hour number one of the program on Tuesday, Mayor Katie Rosenberg will make her monthly appearance. And then in hour number two on Tuesday, I'll be joined by United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. Not on the phone, but she's actually coming in and she'll be joining me here in studio for hour two on Tuesday. So Mayor Rosenberg on Tuesday in hour one, and then Tammy Baldwin, United States Senator, coming up in hour number two on Tuesday here on this very program. And also on Wednesday, make sure I got another terrific guest, powerful guest, Senate Minority Leader, the top Democrat in the Wisconsin State Senate, State Senator Melissa Agard. She's going to be holding a town hall meeting coming up on the 1st of June here in Wausau. We're going to talk about that and talk about some issues as well. That's coming up on Wednesday. So, again, we have a great show lined up next week. But coming up, we're going to be talking to Paul Mickling about Wisconsin sports after we take a quick timeout. I'm Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And every Friday, get a chance to talk to Paul Mickling about Wisconsin sports. Did you hear that my show is moving?
What?
The time of my show is moving in 2 weeks.
To when?
To 8 in the morning to 10 a.m. Starting
10 a.m.
Starting Monday, the 5th of June. Is that going to be a problem for you?
8 to 10, huh? is that in the world of radio, is that a move up?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both, you know, one is sort of afternoon drive-ish and one is closer to morning drive. And morning drive is considered the most important time of the day. So I would say it's probably a sign of confidence from the bosses saying, hey, we're going to move you to 8 a.m. and
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I was going to say,
except I'm not a morning person.
You are. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you get feisty in the afternoon. What's going to happen at 8 a.m.? That's going to be terrible.
You'll be must-listen radio, I'll tell you that much.
I did hear you said that you're having Tammy Baldwin in on Tuesday.
Right where you're sitting.
And then you were talking about fixing something out there. And I was thinking as I was driving it, and my truck, I think might have fell apart. Through your parking lot. I was thinking, you're going to have somebody come into that parking lot?
That's why I'm going to fix it tomorrow.
because I thought my truck was going
to
fall apart.
I may have my day off, but it's like, I'm going to go to Menards, get a whole bunch of this tar kind of stuff, and then come in and try to...
Are we going to change the show? Is it going to be a Chad Holmes home and... is that what the show is going to be about?
No.
Are you becoming a different guy here?
You heard me talking about trying to put in a monitor. I have no skills at all, to be honest with you.
And the thing is, when you were talking about that, I was thinking to myself, I have no idea what you're talking about. I give you credit for getting the monitor up, to be honest with you.
So I got the monitor up and got the show on the air. Number one, I got to say congratulations for the first time in, what, 16 years?
No, we won one in 16.
Oh. Because, well, then information in the media was wrong again? Fake news?
You said it, not me.
I saw a story that said it was first time since 2007. That was not true, huh?
No, the year that I took a little hiatus there, we won it at Stratford, at Stratford, 2016.
Well, I look forward to the correction. And I will give a correction right now because I said on the air that was the first time since 2007. So I was wrong, too.
Yeah, we've won it a decent amount. That Merriwood Conference, toughest conference that you're going to find. And it, over the years, since like 1960, they've had two teams have dominated that conference. I think Egder has 36 conference titles, or Marathon has 36, and the other one has 25 in all that time frame. And now we're third since 2000 and whatever we joined with six. So pretty proud of what we have accomplished over the time, especially in the conference.
And one more note about it, it's an exciting time because next up, now we get into the WIAA portions, right? How many levels are there till state?
You got regionals next Monday, sectionals next Thursday, and then the states the following weekend. So, and again, there you got, sometimes in certain sports, and when you go through, especially in high school, different things. The one thing I've learned over the years is that I coach sports that you need numbers, and you can get away with it in some things where you have, you know, four or five people with, to win a, I don't know, say a basketball title or volleyball title or with a Merriwood. But in football would be, for example, it's a numbers game. Track is a numbers game. You got to have the numbers. If you don't have the numbers, it's not going to add up, you know. And quite frankly, actually, almost all the spring sports. I mean, in baseball, you need numbers. You need pitching. You need nine people out there. Softball, same thing. So spring gets us a little thin at Newman. So to win a title, and that's the first Merriwood title of the year for any gender. For the Merriwood, for Newman.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? We sit here and we're talking about winning a state title here and a state title there, but, so that's it's very unique.
Absolutely. So best of luck for your kids when they get to the regionals starting next week. Let's talk about, I thought I broke my microphone there. I accidentally.
You really are having a rough day.
I am discombobulated. I am ready for the weekend.
I heard on the way over. I'm like, this guy, I don't know if he's going to get through this show today.
I hit the button here and my headphones went off. I thought, holy cow, I'm off the air. Like, no. Let me ask you a question so you can start talking and I can settle back here. The Bucks, I mean, a lot of guys. And now I heard Kelvin Sampson, the Houston coach. And he actually was in Milwaukee a long time ago as an assistant. But the thing that kind
was
of,
it that long? It was like 2000 and...
Oh, well, it must have been after he got fired from Indiana for sending texts. I remember that.
I thought he was with Jason Kidd.
That could be. That was probably after Indiana, then before he went to Houston.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's obviously very successful. What he's done at Houston's been, you know, very impressive. I don't like the people that have issues breaking rules. I think we've talked about this in the past about the idea, well, if you win a national championship and then you find out 4 years later that you broke a bunch of rules to get it, would that take away the joy of it? And I think for a lot of people, no, we went through it and we won the championship. I kind of feel a little differently about it. But with Sampson, I mean, obviously he is an excellent basketball coach, but there is a little bit of baggage. And I guess
are any of these guys good? I mean, I just see the whole list. Every time they put a name out there, I'm just like, retread, 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 retread. I mean, they're all, I mean, Doc Rivers, and I'm not saying that Doc Rivers is on the list. I'm just saying he gets fired after 3 years. And we talked about this last week, and you said that we were going to be doing this in 3 years. They are going to be doing this in 3 years. Because
you either win it all or you...
Or you're gone.
Or you pick another card from the deck.
That's what this is.
Like, we're going to take it. And also, again, it is just... And it's getting shorter and shorter. It really is. I mean, there's not really much time for anybody. You're either the guy or next. I mean, it really is yes. that case nowadays.
I mean, I disagree with you with like for feeling bad for Bud. No, they know, these guys know what they're doing. I mean, now that Bud's name's in the Sixers, yeah, he's going on, going to do the exact same thing. That I mean, it's kind of, but can we get somebody fresh and new and give me somebody different? Well, I know that's just my personal feeling on that because I think Giannis is getting more say than I think we know.
Two things about that. And I read an article today from The Athletic and their Bucks beat writer. And it was a mailbag and it was a Q&A and they're talking about the coach. And they were asking, well, what would you do? And he said, well, he's like you. He doesn't want to go with the retread. Whenever there's an opening, his first gut instinct is to go with somebody that has not been the head coach because you have a chance to find something special that's basically that you could win big and you could lose big because obviously sometimes they're not ready to go. And in this situation with Milwaukee where they are, where it's championship or bust for the next couple of years, his feeling is odds are they're going to go with the retread because how much risk do you want to take on this? But at the same time, if you're not any better than Bud, why would you expect any results that would be better than Bud? Because I think of the retreads, I would be hard-pressed to find a retread that I would feel more comfortable with going to a championship than we had with Bud.
Who is there?
I know. I mean, they're all...
There's none of them. They're all the same.
You had Nick Nurse. I mean, he's...
Same.
I mean, he's, you know, he won a championship, but then he's had his downs as well. You got, I mean...
Monte from Phoenix.
They had a guy...
Bud beat him.
James Borrego, who got fired from Charlotte after 4 nondescript years.
Yep.
He was on the list. I mean, it's like, what? Are we going to take a guy who couldn't... And then, yes, I know it was a difficult situation in Charlotte, but at the same time, hey, we're going to have the big press conference. Here's our new coach who's going to take us to the next level.
We're getting better with this guy. I mean, it's insane. It's literally insane.
So, I mean, yeah, but the thing about it is it would be a risk because, you know, everybody has their job and you want to keep your job if you like your job.
Yeah.
I think John Horst likes his job. If he takes a big risk and he swings and misses, he could be the guy that's, you know, going next. I think that's a factor in it.
But I think, I'll be honest, in this situation, I think he has this one guy and he's going to be gone anyways. It's kind of like going with the defense coordinator. You know, they fire the head coach of football, fires defense coordinator, then he gets another
year.
I have a feeling, though, but this is it. I mean, because this is his second hire. And maybe that championship will give him a pass. But that championship didn't get Bud a pass too long. So I don't think that – I think if Bud fails with this guy – I think Bud, John Horst, he's gone too. I really do. I don't think this is crazy nowadays.
And he can go to Philadelphia too.
And he can go to Philadelphia. And again, I'm not even saying that what he's doing this is just how we are and where we're at.
There was a story I read as well. They said there were basically three coaches that are at this point as close to untouchable as you're going to get in this era. You got Popovich in San Antonio because he's won all those championships.
The guy in Miami.
And the guy, Spoelstra in Miami. And who was the third guy? I can't remember. But basically, everybody else, you're one losing streak away from being on the hot seat and one poor season away from being out of a job. I mean, there's no, even if you have a record of success, you have one bad season, goodbye. Goodbye. I mean, in the
past, getting hired to get fired.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, that they know it. So they set up contracts, so they have a golden parachute, and then you move on. So again, but I agree with you. I have not been blown away yet by anybody on this list of 12 people. I mean, they're talking about everybody, and there's not been one that says, "Boy, go get him now."
Correct.
Because and also, I think one of the reasons is because of the constant turnover. Nobody is like Popovich, where you're able to put together a resume that gets you really excited because you're getting turned over every few years.
They all got warts. They all got warts because that's why they're available because they all have them. I mean, so you don't got any fresh stuff that you can really say like, hey, they don't got anything yet. These guys all have their successes and all failures.
What do you think about, because Giannis has been so pretty quiet. He put out a tweet the other day about, you know, again, one of those chip on the shoulder kind of sounds, but he isn't. I don't call him saying anything about, you know, hey, thanks, Bud, for helping me win a championship. I haven't seen anything like that.
No, and the thing is, he said something after the game, or before I think Bud even got, and I think we might have talked about, where he basically said,
I should have been on Jimmy.
No, well, kind of. I mean, he said they didn't make the adjustments. I mean, remember adjustments?
Sounds like a fan. Yeah, we didn't make the adjustments.
Okay, did you see Aaron Jones yesterday when a fan asked him? They said that he stinks, that the Packers stink.
Did he make adjustments?
And you know what he said? He goes, I don't know, but I'm in the NFL, and I guess if I'm in the NFL, are you going to be in the NFL?
No, I know.
So I think he's gotten the right to say it a little bit. But he was just saying that he didn't see. Because they asked him, well, did you make the adjustments or whatever the case? He goes, well, obviously not, because we lost. I mean, you know what I mean? So they didn't make the correct ones. He wasn't calling them out or anything. He was stating the obvious.
Because people with like me with microphones ask stupid questions, as you well know, after 20-some years. After the game. Did you make the adjustments there at halftime?
Yeah. What adjustments did you make? No, well, the players started doing better. Oh, that's what sometimes
tough,
it's that.
Tough one, coach.
That's the all-time best. lose a game by one in overtime.
But I wonder who, because I don't have a sense on what kind of coach Giannis really wants.
What are they taking so long for? I feel like this is process.
The article said it's not been as long as it took when they hired Bud. It was actually 19 days from the time that they ended the season until they hired Bud, and this time it's been just 2 weeks. It just feels like longer.
2 weeks, that's it?
That's what the article said. I
feel like it's been like a... And to be honest with you, I haven't watched an NBA playoff game since the Bucks lost.
I've been watching very little. You know.
Not one thing, I haven't.
Well, because, I mean...
Who's winning?
Miami's winning. Miami.
They beat Boston the first?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No, they're just rolling. Every win that Miami has makes me think, man, you know, Bud wasn't that bad. They just ran into a buzzsaw.
I'll tell you, and I don't know about the Lakers. I mean, but the Lakers get there. Miami could beat them. They did it. They did in the bubble.
Denver's up 2-0 on the Lakers, so it could be Denver.
Well, but these are the same four teams that were in the bubble championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not realize
and then
that.
And then it was Miami and the Lakers. And who won?
And the Lakers won.
And the Lakers won.
Yeah.
So.
Got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back, talk a little Brewers. I got a question about something I saw with the Wisconsin Badger football team this week. And I want to ask your opinion because, again, I'm sensitive about some of these things. And I'm sure you'll tell me just to toughen up. And this is what happens in big-time college football. But I want to ask a question about that as we continue with Paul Miklik here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. And when do your 7-on-7 start?
We have it a little different this year, and they had a couple more teams over at Everest, and they moved it from Moe's Knee to Everest, and I think there's like 8 to 10 teams, and I think we play, it's the week after state track, so whatever that would be, like the 10th or 11th, that Sunday.
Because I always, you know, once spring gets done, I live a very structured life.
Train seal.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. We go through the end of the spring sports season, which with state tournaments basically towards the middle of June, and I always put on my optimistic hat that somebody that we cover will get that far. And then right after state, I take my week off and I go play some poker in Las Vegas. And then after that, I start focusing on high school football right after that. So
yeah, we actually got an opportunity to go to, they have this thing, it's probably a year too late, unfortunately, but they have a tournament, a 7-on-7 tournament at Oshkosh, and they have the champions. So they have Division 1 through 7 and then us over there. And so that'll be fun. I mean, yeah, it just, to think that literally that's a month away.
I know, huh?
I mean, is kind of crazy.
Mid-August, you're actually playing games.
Yeah, so we got to slow down life. You don't want to go too that fast.
It really goes fast. I want to get, and I saw this note on the Badger football, and obviously there's been a lot of momentum with Luke Fickell and getting set for his first season. There was a note, again, I saw on The Athletic that they had flipped a Division II All-America who had said he was going to go transfer to Vanderbilt, and it was talked about flipped him. The guy had made his announcement. He's going to Vandy, and Wisconsin came in and flipped him. Is that something that colleges should be doing when a guy says, hey, I'm going here? But we hear all the time, all these schools, if Wisconsin has a guy who says, I'm going to Wisconsin, they still try to flip them. Am I being just too sensitive on this stuff that when a guy comes out, because we see it all the time on social media, hey, I'm making the big announcement after discussions with everybody, I'm going to the Vanderbilt University. And then a few weeks later, well, I changed my mind. I'm going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, we probably can cut that out. That stuff's getting old. Every time somebody says something. I mean, because, again, 9 out of 10, I shouldn't say 9 out of 10 times, but I would like to know the percentage. It's probably 50. 50% of those times, they either transfer somewhere time during that or whatever the case might be. I mean, this has gotten kind of crazy, to be quite frank.
It's real easy now because you don't have to sit out a year.
Correct. So, I mean, so that doesn't even... But the thing is, I'm not going to sit here and say Wisconsin's not doing it, because what happened was UWGB picked up a Wisconsin basketball player, a pretty good one, because his brother and I'm coaching over at GB when they got hired, and then he flipped him at the guy from Wyoming. And put it this way, if you don't do it, you're gonna get in trouble.
And you're going to have nobody on the bench.
And you're going to get fired. Exactly. So, I mean, do you want a job?
I know.
I mean, is this... I don't even know what this
college,
is. Is it even college sports anymore?
I was going to say, it's professional sports. There's actually a lawsuit that was just filed the other day in California where some labor group sued USC and the Pac-12 because they don't want them classifying them as non-paid student athletes anymore, that they should be classified as paid employees of the university. I'm not sure.
Just like a professor, huh?
I'm not sure whether or not that can go, because I don't think it's the university that's actually paying them. It's usually nowadays this NIL is basically business outside the university, though the universities are involved in raising the money. The thing is, I wouldn't want to be a college coach. I'd either want to be in high school or the pros, because in the pros, you don't have to go recruiting because you have a draft.
There's free agency and stuff. I don't think that's easy either.
But
I feel like you could actually have guys there longer than you do in college.
Yeah.
Do you have any feelings? I know you hate Brad Davison, but I mean, are we ever going to see a guy like
7 years, I tell you.
Well, whatever. Well, obviously, we're not going to have something like that. But you know what I'm saying? There is absolutely, positively no loyalty. If a guy's going to be that good, so you're going to be there for a year, okay? So then you're going to the NBA, all right?
Right.
Or if you're not that good and you're not playing, you're going to transfer right away.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, are you ever going to see, like, at a Big Ten, a guy there for 4 years or 5 years, whatever it is, and then go gone? And I think those days are gone.
I actually feel more for the teams that are below Big Ten, below Big 12, because if you're, say, a mid-major who has this once-in-a-lifetime standout that you found them, you coached them up, and then after his sophomore year or junior year, well, I'm going to go and transfer to name the school in the Big Power Conference. I mean, that's the one that would really kind of bug me more than anything else, because more often than not, a Big Ten team is going to be the beneficiary of somebody actually lifting somebody that was not a five-star recruit when they were coming out of high school. All of a sudden, hey, after two or three really good years, they can take the next step.
But that's how you coach it, though. So actually, that's how you coach it, because you know what you're trying to tell them. That's your selling point.
We're not going
to
stop
why you. That's
gonna,
why yeah. we're going to get you to that level. That's your selling point.
And we're going to be happy for you.
You come here for 2 years, and we'll get you to a Big Ten, or a SEC or whatever, and we'll get you there. That's actually the selling. That actually is
you're
the
right.
coaching point.
No, you're right. You're
so
right.
It's either what's the old saying goes? You get bite the hand.
But then there is a ceiling, unfortunately, because then if you had that guy who, for that extra year or two, maybe you do something super special. maybe you still do a special in the first couple of years, but when you have that little experience where, oh, hey, maybe we can be that Cinderella team and make that big
run. And once in a while, maybe you'll get it. I think UW Milwaukee has a guy that could have probably moved up from what I gathered, and he decided to stay because that he was being loyal to UW Milwaukee. So mm-hmm. and one of those times, you know, once in a while, you might get and that's what you hope for.
And I guess the final thing I'll say, it's hard to blame anybody with the kids because now with this NIL, how can you say no if you go if they say Auburn or Clemson or USC or somebody and they have this big NIL package? I mean, yeah, people get upset when they transfer, but doggone it, I mean, it's only fair that if they are capable of bringing in the revenue that these schools obviously think they can, to take it. I mean, again, there's not a perfect system because it became the Wild West. They weren't ready for it. And I think it's going to take a few more years to kind of get a feel for where we're going to end up because we're in the middle of like a hurricane right now. And I think eventually we're going to have some maybe rules in some sense.
You think they'll come back?
Not to the way it was, but I mean, they could have had something set up before the courts got involved, but the NCAA never wanted to touch it. Correct. So basically they said, okay, it's all open, and now it's completely open, and maybe there'll be some kind of, not rules, but maybe structure to how things are done. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just crazy, because now I don't want to hear that the other college kids, it's just a kid. They can, you know what, you're getting paid again. You're getting paid a job. If that's how it's going to go, I mean, it just changes the whole complexion of. It's disappointing. I don't think it's not. It's not the enjoyable.
Same. No, it's not. I mean, it's and I don't let the schools off the hook because they are supposed to be places of higher learning, and they sell out too. You know, they for the money.
Correct.
Real quickly, it seems like the more money that gets involved, there's still more problems. Because, you know, back in the days when I was growing up, they didn't have this TV money and all this stuff in the Big Ten. But it feels like there's more problems now, that there's more pressure now. I mean, it feels like, hey, you got all this TV money, there should be no pressure anymore. Correct. But every year that goes by, if you don't win, oh, man, we're losing all this revenue. I mean, the pressure ratchets it up. There's no...
I mean, you can look at it a couple ways, too. I know you said blame the universities. I'm going to say also is, university is supposed to get you a what? A degree, right? But it's supposed to get you ready for life, right?
Right.
If they're taking care of them, getting the money, are they taking care of them? Are they teaching them how to do it? I mean, I would say yes. There's a couple ways you could look. I mean, I could sit here, we could probably go back and say blame game here, this or that.
Yeah.
My point being is it's never going to be the same where it was in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. And that's disappointing for a person that liked myself, that liked it that way. And it was done correctly.
I liked it when it was the Big Ten Conference. We're never going back.
No, now it's the Big 35 or something.
Pretty soon it'll be the SEC and the Big Ten, and everybody else will be going for the table scraps. So, got to talk about the Crew before we wrap things up. Milwaukee right now back in first place in the NL Central. They are 24-19, one game ahead of Pittsburgh. Both Milwaukee and Pittsburgh have been struggling pretty significantly, except for the Brewers when they took advantage of the Kansas City Royals last week. But the thing about it is, you know, they're 500 in their first place. Kristen Yelich became red hot.
7 home runs. I mean, at that pace, he'll be, you know, he'll
get past your number.
Correct. Yes, he'll be up in that. If he does, I mean, it's a long season, but he might be able to get up to that 25 over the 25, which you said. I said 20. You said 25.
I know.
So he's doing that, and he's got a little pop.
Maybe we can renegotiate his contract then. And
well,
pop it up
or in the contract, he's going to have to say he's got to play the Kansas City Royals too. every game. This does not get too excited about three of them were against all the Royals that weekend.
Exactly right. And who do they got this weekend? Tampa, is that right? A little bit of a test. Tampa Bay has been not the best team in baseball, one of the best teams in baseball.
But you're not going to see our aces. Our aces kind of got, well, Burns pitched all right the other night, but Peralta probably will be pitching on Sunday. But, I mean, he got shelled on Monday. So, the starting pitching looks like they're, I mean, looking at their ERAs, and then you got Wade Miley now going.
I know. I thought, I thought about you when I heard that.
There was a tear in my eye because
he's your guy.
He's my guy because I thought he was durable, but I guess not. And so now, I mean, who are you going to put in there now? I mean, you're not going to live off of Hausers and those guys, I don't think, very long, especially if your top guys are not doing what you think they're going to do. Now, again, at the end of the year, they'll be where they're supposed to be, probably. And again, I know I kind of ripped on the bullpen last weekend, but I thought they did a pretty good job this past week. And if you look at their stats overall, they've done okay. And but again, when's that going to break on that? And and they still, their hitting is, I mean, shut out the other night, one run and against Kansas City, like I said, they lucked out a little bit.
And even when they won, it was 3-2.
Correct.
That series in St. Louis, the bats did not come to St. Louis.
No, I mean, we know that they got a good pitching staff, but they haven't been that great this year.
They're in the cellar.
I mean, you know, I mean, so that's a concern. I still think with that hitting, and we got to get you out there and swing some bats.
I tell you, I enjoy swinging the bats.
You're lefty.
Left-handed, great average, good wheels.
Still good wheels?
Well, I haven't tested them in about 10 years, but talk about, you know, pulling a hammy. I think the first time I sprint, I'll pull a hammy.
Well, is that going to be golfing?
I know. I think I was thinking, you know, I was driving to a game earlier in the week. I was driving a marathon past Pine Valley, and I saw some people out there. And I thought, well, I don't want to go golfing, but I better get a cart. I saw the people in the cart. I thought, that's a good idea. You know? No, I don't know.
You look like, what's that? He doesn't look very good. Daly.
Oh, John Daly. Yeah. He's, well, if you drink as much as he's drank, I tell you, you wouldn't look very good.
I hope that's not you out there.
No.
We got to get you all in that link this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be fun to count the days down until football starts. Oh, is the U.S., is the XFL championship in?
Last weekend.
Oh, who won?
Stoops' team did.
Oh, really? I think I saw where one of the teams in the championship was under 500.
Yeah, Stoops.
They won the championship under 500.
Yep. Stoops.
I tell you, how can I not get involved in that league?
And their quarterback just got signed for Denver.
Looks like
they want to be the backup quarterback to Russell.
Well, maybe beat out Russell the way he played last year.
Or maybe be out. So,
now we can focus completely on the USFL, right?
You thought you were going to have me there, and I came back. I wanted to make sure I saw my research, but it goes so fast, to be honest with you. You're talking about, we got OTA it's coming up. You know what I'm saying? They got a mandatory camp coming up. I mean, these things just go so fast. This whole thing goes so fast.
Last thing I'll say is the reason I kind of go against these leagues, I think it's good to have a break from it. I really do. I think that having the week after the Super Bowl, then have spring football up until we get training camp, which is coming up pretty soon. I think, again, I understand I make the choice. I don't follow it. So I make my choice. If people want to follow it, good for them. But I also think for the NFL, I think it's better for them if they don't oversaturate. Every year, I think...
Looking at the people that are at the games, I don't think they got to worry about... I think there's a lot of people are in your boat that they're not watching it.
I think so. So they'll be ready to go with the pack when we get things underway. And I predict, again, like I said last week, they're going to be better than people expect. Because you know me, when they're really good, I'll say they'll be worse than they are. When they're not as good, then I get back on the bandwagon when everyone else jumps off.
And you know me. You know what I'm going to say right now? It's over.
It's
over before it even starts. If they're even 8-9.
You're going to start your fire Joe Barry hashtag pretty early this year, right?
Did you read Joe Barry's article? He knows he's on the hot seat. He knows he's on the hot seat. They don't have a good defense. I mean, they're doing everything with that. So,
like you say, you know, with the coaches, head coach, first thing you do to get the heat off, can the unpopular assistant coach.
That was Matt's way of saying, I'll get one more year then.
Exactly. All right. Well, have a good weekend. You know, enjoy again your track and field regionals next week. Best of luck to your girls.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And make sure you get that fixed for Tammy Baldwin. This
Exactly right. Paul Micklegg. Again, we talked to Paul during on Friday's Talking Wisconsin Sports. We're going to take a timeout. Come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, get that Civic Media app by going to your app store. Search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Then download it, and you'll be able to hear everything, all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network, podcast pages featuring this show and other shows, our local high school sports coverage as well, all on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to Paul Micklick for joining us here on this Friday, talking Wisconsin sports. Again, the Brewers in action tonight, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay, they're small market, they draw terribly. They always have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball, and yet every single year, Tampa Bay seems to be among the best teams in Major League Baseball. They've had incredible farm systems. Once they get to the big leagues and have 4, 5, 6 years of great performances, they then either trade them or they lose them to free agency because they can't afford to pay them, but then they have somebody to jump right back in and replace the homegrown stars that they developed. In Tampa Bay, 32-13 on the season. Just a big start for them as they are in first place in the AL East. Brewers, again, coming off losing 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals midweek. Milwaukee, 24-19 on the season. 1 game ahead of Pittsburgh, who is 23-20. And then the rest of the division, still pretty close. You got the Cubs and Cincinnati, 5 games back at 19-24. And St. Louis, despite their horrible start, they've started to play some better baseball. In fact, they've won 8 of their last 10 to pull to within 6 games of Milwaukee in the NL Central. So, again, I think it's going to be a nip-and-tuck affair in the National League Central as we continue throughout the rest of the season. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we will be talking about what looks to be a stellar weather forecast. Ray Miller from weatherology.com, he'll be joining us at 3:06 to talk about sunshine, and some more sunshine. And then coming up after that at about 3:50, we're going to discuss again the latest item that was put out by WASA Pilot and Review today concerning the current issues over at WASA East with their band director. And it appears that something's going on. Exactly what is going on, not quite sure yet. And also some rumbles of some sort of protest at the WASA East graduation. And I want to talk a little bit about that as well, because I understand the anger involved in terms of some of the decisions that have been made, but I really hope for the graduates' sake that it doesn't turn into something that takes away from what these young people are accomplishing. As graduation from high school is such a major milestone in somebody's life. So again, we're going to discuss that coming up as well. And plus a little bit later on, I'm going to talk again a little bit more of what's going on in high school sports, because I do like to try to put a spotlight and a highlight in terms of some of the good things going on the high school sports scene. And as we're talking with Paul, I don't follow college and even the pros as much as I used to. I really do focus on the high schools. I love doing that. Of course, I do it partly because it's my job, but at the same time, it's not really a job. I love doing it, and I think that if you were to take a closer look at some of the activities going on in the high school ranks here in Central Wisconsin and come out and be part of it, that you may find you may fall in love with it too. So again, if you have an opportunity to come out to WASA West this afternoon at 4:30 for baseball, or head to WASA East where they take on DC Everest at 4:30 today, you may find yourself finding something you may not have been aware of, and for a great price as well. Coming up, we have a CBS News update. We'll find out what's going on around the country and around the world, and then we will come back and have more. Second hour of the show, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.